No, like I was saying though, when I went out there to the ranch,
yeah,
it realigned my chakras. Mm-hmm. Like I started thinking,
what is that on your body?
I think it's on your spine.
Yeah,
it sounds like it's on your spine. You gotta put that way closer to your mouth, my boy.
I'm crunching right now.
Oh,
you nuts.
Them ain't nuts, them cashews.
It's a nut.
Yeah, but they got a name. Usually you save.
You get these in the nut section.
Yeah, but usually you save that, like, the nut word for, like,
pecan nut.
Peanuts.
No, you don't, bro. Peanuts the only one got nuts in there. Ain't
almonds?
No nuts.
Nah.
Chestnuts.
Chestnuts. Oh, yeah, he got you.
That sounds kind of weird.
What's up with that weird ass cord on your mic? Where the hell going?
What you talking about?
Right there behind your mic.
What are you talking about, bro? What are you talking about?
Oh, no, nothing. Don't worry about it. Now, like I was saying, that when I went out there to the ranch.
Yeah, your chakras got a line on your back.
Yeah, because I don't know. I think it's the alkaline.
It's natural sage out there, too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start. Hey, you know, they say sage is not sage, but is a different type of it's a different type of plant that they be burning.
Mm-hmm.
In the church, you know, the little thing that be rocking back and forth, the Catholics. Yeah,
fucking cola de caballo, bro.
It's yeah,
burning, mm-hmm. bro.
And it's some other, it's something close to like weed.
And if y'all want to know, what is cola de caballo in English?
I think
fucking grass,
horsetail.
It's not a horsetail. There is no horsetail plant.
No,
in English.
I googled it one time in English.
Hell no. Nah.
I think it's horsetail.
Yeah, okay, so not. if y'all have to take a drug test, boil that in water. Throw in the
boil
fridge.
That in water?
Like make a little tea out of it. And drink it and you can pass your drug test.
Shut the hell up.
If you want to know something else good to drink, boil
it
in water.
That's why all the Mexicans go cut it.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah. People got PO.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what it's for. That's why they got POs.
Yeah. Bro, so, y'all, a whole lot of DUIs in the Mexican community.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's what it's for.
No, but like I was saying though, that when they used to rock the back and forth that herb or whatever, the people in there used to get high basically, and they
started
getting high, hallucinating, and they
so sage they, get you high?
No, it was a different type of herb that they was burning in there, and that
it was weed.
Yeah, and people would like feel like they was getting closer to God whenever they used
weed.
That.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's
they was tricking them.
Yeah, and you know the Philippines and the Vatican City are the only countries or states. What would you call Vatican? The Vatican.
It's a country.
Is it a country?
It's a country.
Oh, the own countries.
What is that? By what?
Vatican? It ain't inside of the Italy?
Rome? I don't know. I'm not too good at
the Vatican is
geology.
Somewhere by Italy or in Italy, but
I just know how to move around.
It got a Trump wall around it, and it's his own country. The Catholic Church, the Vatican. That place in the Philippines are the only countries in the world that don't allow divorce.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout out to Philippines.
Shout out to Manny Pacquiao, bro.
Yeah, I see why she ain't leaving. She can't.
Damn, you remember that Nike dropped him because he was going hard on gay people.
Yeah, it was a wild boy.
Yeah.
Gunna was going hard on gay people too. Hey, on
you
that
gonna
album.
Play that bullshit ass weekend album you got on your phone?
Nah, I can't. I can't rock with the retro techno.
He was going crazy,
bro. You was just in the car talking about how the second half did it for you.
Yeah, the second half I like. The beginning of the second half, that's where some of the songs I like. But it's like every other after the half. Come on now, that's a horrible percentage. Junior don't play stuff like that.
Where he don't like something?
He either got to like the whole album.
No, that's not true.
Or
I say high percentage.
High percentage. What's high percentage?
If
50%?
No, that's not high percentage.
That's what I was about to say.
You got to be at least 70 and up.
That's high percentage. The whole album got to be good.
You got to be a passing grade.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck these niggas thought that I was playing?
You hear it, Tony?
Yeah, what the fuck these niggas
we ain't all
great digger. B4L, I'm a made nigga. Say they twins, throw they body in the same river.
Oh God.
Never tuck my tail, I went to war with real killers. I'm your wifey surgeon, dog. I give
bro,
a little
feelings.
SF90 cost a M. Dunk this Glock like Ye did Kim. Sipping on juice, watch my brim. How you a shooter, you ain't even hit the rim. Summertime killing the Air Force Ones. When you get the win, I'm stepping in town. I caught a Draco Floyd, give him an uppercut. We hit that boy.
You trying to play the whole song?
Nah, just, AK hit metal rock out 21.
I'm in your hood with you talking about 21. Beat on my chest with my gun out, pussy. I put a
beat
house
on
your head, pussy.
My money longer won't run out. I don't know what gun you're talking about, but I'm pausing.
We just got money for fun now.
Yeah, you gotta cut that off. Tony, you got something you wanna play?
You don't got nothing?
Oh, my bad.
Just for just because I know you feel like hearing it, I got you, bro. Say less.
I feel like hearing it.
Yeah.
What, the gospel?
It's
album?
The best song that came out on the weekend. The best song that came out.
And you know what's crazy? You like nut music like that.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you play
it? It's because.
That's not the audio.
It's because he. See, if I had my headset on, I would have noticed that. The problem with Tone is. The problem with Tone is that he expects more from the weekend because he's the weekend. Other people, when you find little gems here and there,
I hold the weekend to a high standard because I'm just a devout weekend fan.
See, I don't even know.
I like some of his early shit.
Facts.
But after how early?
He started getting a little wacky once he started moving to like Tokyo and all that over there.
That's the second album. Kissland is the second album.
That's the Tokyo.
And that's a classic album. That was good. Thursday was good. What's the other? It's
because Junior's still old school.
You going back to the mixtapes.
He considered the mixtapes albums. So 1, 2, 3.
Which
he don't
are.
Consider.
He released a trilogy,
yeah,
which solidified him as album.
Yeah, you know? He don't consider it like the trilogy.
Yeah, I don't. To me, that's not a mixtape because there's too much money behind that.
There was a lot of money behind that. Mm-hmm. You go back
and
right
it's
now.
All original music.
Yeah, it's it's nothing. It's like albums, bro. But it's a good way to cover it up. What you got, Tone?
Like that.
Yeah, that's enough. Wrong.
Tony gonna be rocking with this. I'm that's telling you, he like nut music
like
over
that. Here. It ain't gonna reach.
He like nutty music, and he like trying to play it off. Like,
yeah, you see, no, but what I'm saying is that when you're doing that from an unknown artist, you find a little gem. The Weeknd, no, you can't do that.
This is just
that slaps. I don't even see you over there. First one in, no, but camo.
I was in my element. East Texas. This on the radio. Camo. Come on now.
That boy Tony crazy. He'll just wake up with a hammer on his back, bro. Big hammer, big stick. No, a hammer is a pistol, right? And a stick is a rifle.
I mean, yeah.
It's really whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
But a hammer seems like more like a hand, like more compact.
Mm-hmm.
And a stick, you gotta like swing a stick. A stick is long, big.
I was in my element out there, bro. You wake up, put it on your hip, go to Dairy Queen, get you some breakfast. People say I got a drinking
problem, but who is that? That's Jam.
They keep on talking. Midland.
Oh yeah, I'm getting on these vibes. As soon as I bought me a truck. All right, what's up? Cut that off, bro.
You can shut that shit off, and you can hit the fucking music. We get this show on the fucking road, brother.
That's the wrong music.
Why are you telling me you switched it around?
It's because just because things have been busy, bro. Like, I ain't had time to.
You told me you switched it around, bro.
The confidence.
That boy hit that hole. He ain't got no headphones on. Hold on, I'm going to give me a truth.
Told this fool.
Bring me one, too.
We're
I'm in the mood, man. Fuck it. We're
so
fucking
5 minutes ago you wasn't. Now you are.
I wasn't. Yeah, but now we got the show on the road. I'm here. We're ready to pod. Welcome, Bike. Episode 105. Potting next door. Fucking cooking with no food. June. Dave is in the building. Fresh off. We weren't potting outdoors, but we was outdoors.
Yeah, I had to go get some alkaline there.
What?
Is he
talking?
turn the headphones up.
Talk to you, Tony.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
So I was down the whole time?
No.
All right.
You up?
Well, welcome back, episode 105. Welcome back, episode 105. Shout out to fucking Grand Thumb, aka Mike Jones. Mm-mm. No?
Dude, I'm just asking because I want to make sure it's recording or something, bro.
Go.
Hello, hello. Mic check.
It's on.
Okay, maybe.
I don't know what's. Oh, you pressed that.
I did?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, that mutes the
everybody.
So it was still recording, but
okay.
As I was saying, shout out Mike Jones, aka Grand Thumb, just did a magnificent video on the tubes.
You said Mike Jones?
Yeah, Grand Thumb. That's his name's Michael Jones. He's a
white Grand dude. Thumb?
Grand Thumb.
Like, who is that? Mike Jones?
That's Mike Jones, but not the Mike Jones that you think of.
Oh, I was about to say No.
Grand Thumb is a YouTuber. That's his alias.
A Grand Thumb is on YouTube.
Grand. Like the M1 Grand, like the rifle.
I don't know that.
World War One, just cling. he just did a magnificent video of He did an Arctic torture test on a bunch of different rifles.
What that mean? You got to break down the first word.
He left a bunch of guns outside in the cold. I think he's up north, and it get cold as shit. And he like spritz water on them, and they all froze up.
So he froze his guns outside, and then once it melts, he checks and see if they still work.
No, as they were frozen, he went, picked them up, put a mag in, and if it shot, it shot. If it didn't, it didn't.
Which ones didn't shoot?
The ARs. Which was this?
The AKs.
Goddamn big blickies. Right. Shout out episode 105. Fucking
big sticks.
Again, Mikhail Kalashnikov with the AK-105. The 100 series is an iconic series of AKs. That's all I want to say.
I don't know what this dude talking about.
It's
because he just got back from East Texas.
Yeah, I'm nerding out right now.
I'm nerding.
I hate when motherfuckers say that. Whenever they talk about music or something. You know, I'm a hip hop nerd or some shit.
Fucking, so about to get nerdy.
This guy with fucking what's his name? LeBron James talking about he a hip hop historian and bullshit.
He
like
really
that.
Is though, because if you think about it, he got a lot of time to listen to music. Like they travel a lot.
He might listen to music more than the average person.
He do. And you know how long he's been listening to music?
Think about all the hotel rooms he's in.
This dude.
All the planes. All the buses.
He invented the deluxe album, bro.
He probably did.
For 2 Chainz. I can't.
Hey, boy, why you bring that up, though?
Because an eighth into the pod. Mm-hmm. He got to bring up a sports topic. You ain't got no sports fun facts?
Klay Thompson came back today for the first time. Klay, he was out for a long time. Yeah,
why he been out?
I think I want to say he been out for like 900 days. How long is that? 900. He been out a long time.
That's 3 years.
That's about 3 years.
He been out for a long time.
Yeah, he came back.
It probably been 3 years.
Had a beer belly on him
for real.
No, that's like 2.5.
He tore his LBJ.
LBJ. I don't know.
That's LeBron James.
I don't know if it was something in his knee or
Is this
foot,
when he
something.
Hurt himself in the championship?
Yes.
One of those. Shut up.
He back today's
he
first
just
time.
Just coming back.
He shot a three?
No, his first bucket was a layup.
He made it in?
Yeah, first shot.
You ever knew somebody that missed a layup?
Me?
Yeah, I did.
I still don't know how to lay up at my big age.
It's hard to coordinate. Like,
I can't
with the
do
feet.
That.
And then you have to know how to time the bounce in the ball.
I end up traveling all the time, bro.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I mean, but look, everybody's not supposed to know how to play a sport.
Yeah.
That's true.
Think right about now, it, bro. Your mom has 7 kids.
Mm-hmm.
All of them can't know how to play a sport.
Right now, the homies they picking up golf.
Why? Because business deals get made on the golf course?
Apparently.
No, it's just very trendy. And
It's trendy right now, golf? I didn't know that. I don't
playing golf.
No, I don't follow the shade room.
No, golf has always been one of them. You know how I was telling you a while back that, you know, like mid-20s, everybody goes to the confused stage. Golf is your confused sport. That's when you go through.
No, that boy Tiger Woods been confused his whole life.
No. Them professionals. Confucius. Those are professionals. Those people have been doing it their whole life.
You talking about just people that do it for like fun?
Everybody hits the age where they start feeling like we should try because it looks.
But is if you 28 and white and a male, mm-hmm. a white cis non-binary mm-hmm. cisgendered male, mm-hmm. you playing golf at 28?
Yeah, but it's different and for them because
life. Oh, you talking about they color
dads?
People.
Yeah, I'm talking about these beans over here. Look,
I didn't say I'm out there. I just said I know.
I just need to give an example. Look, no, look, the white people, the way they play golf is because it's what they do. Mm-hmm. That's their sport.
That's their physical activity.
Yes, bro. Why you think it ain't that many? You don't see Mexicans playing golf. I'm pretty sure there's something out there now, but yeah. You don't see. But that's their thing. They dads. And it's more of the like middle class and higher people that do mm-hmm. it. That's what they do when
they bored.
Yeah, like if
what heard, they do for
I've,
fun.
I've had people. I'm talking to dudes and they be like, "Oh yeah, man, my wife going out of town this weekend. I'm gonna
hit the golf course.
Yeah, and it's like they thing, you know.
Yeah.
They kids just kind of come along sometimes, and mm-hmm. that's why when they get older, they have a good idea of what to do. Mm-hmm. These dudes don't. They're figuring it all out.
Yeah.
Like, I just started playing the PGA golf game on PlayStation. It's real fun.
Yeah, I don't even know what a birdie is or none of that.
It's so fire.
You're not too far behind.
He's one of those confused. Beans, too.
No, because I was trying to get into their mind, bro. And it's crazy you said that because I'm getting into it on a game. And the thought actually came to my mind to...
Go play.
What if I can go out there and play?
So
and
all the times we went to Top Golf, that never like into your mind, like, ooh, I want to play.
No. I mean, Top Golf, I'm a natural. I can hit it out the damn fence thing.
I don't think that's the goal for Top Golf.
I know, but you know, like all the like ooh, the minorities, I mean, that's their goal.
Is a
that's a minority
range.
Goal.
It is a driving range essentially.
They got the little targets close.
Yeah, but you gotta. Let me tell you why that's.
If you play the games, the little preset games.
Yeah,
they got it.
But let me tell you why that's not
you
fun.
You gotta make it in there, and then you like progress.
Yeah, but real golf, you're gonna drive it out as far as you can, as close as you can.
Not all the time. You gotta not get every shot. Look,
dog,
they gave away the game on the PlayStation Plus. Mm-hmm. You should have downloaded it. It's real, real fun.
Well, rules for January?
I don't
or
know.
December.
I want to say a month or two ago, but
I'm fucking late.
So let me tell you what happened.
Two ago,
y'all making me forget. So.
You can't multitask.
So the reason Top Golf is not good because like I'm a natural at it, right? Mm-hmm. If I go with five other people, four other people, mm-hmm. a lot of times they're not gonna be that good at hitting it. Mm-hmm. You know, just getting the swing off and being able to connect. So if you can kind of take the game serious, but you're gonna just win easy because they suck. Everybody else suck.
No, but you know, when you go, nobody wins the game.
When you what?
When y'all go together, mm-hmm. nobody wins the game.
Why?
Y'all didn't play games. Y'all was trying to see who can hit it out the net.
You play the game and you try, but then after a while, it's like we going out the fence.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, it's a very...
I remember that time I tried to hit that mud like a baseball.
And you hit the roof?
I let the club go.
This dude crazy.
And I hit the roof.
Thought he was King Griffey out there. Pat and swing.
Look, you get banned from Top Golf, bro.
I got the Top Golf membership, bro.
But what I'm saying is, it's real fun, and for people like minority people that don't mm-hmm. didn't grow up playing that sport,
don't call us minorities.
We're gonna be the majority.
We not the majority yet.
Oh, call us colored.
So
bro.
The color people, mm-hmm. once they
no POCs, no BIPOCs. Call us BIPOCs.
No, we're not BIPOCs.
Look. Let me tell you what happens, bro.
He took off the headphones.
It's because y'all making me mad now.
Come on, touch.
No. It's because y'all don't have headsets and I'm looking at y'all. But no. It looks like a brand new sport, right?
He laughing real hard into the mic.
This dude turning red.
What the fuck am I going?
What'd he say? No.
All right.
So it's a new sport, and it looked like.
What's a new sport?
Golf, look at the first thing. Hell. The first thing you said. No, I'm saying like.
To us.
At first it'd be corny, yeah. And then it start when you look at the first thing you said when he mentioned it. Where? You said deals get made on the golf. It start looking like something else, you know? Yeah. And then it starts looking like a wealthy sport. Mm-hmm. So people want to go get the little, you know, the little collar shirts. Mm-hmm. They want to.
Drop it.
Yeah, and it's like.
Moisture wicking.
They're going to get out there. They're going to waste a lot of money buying this stuff. Then they're going to get out there and realize, you know what? This is not. It's not for us.
Because at the end of the day, you got to have the right people around you in order to make those business deals.
Yeah.
If you're around a bunch of beans.
That's not for people with jobs, bro. Like, I'm talking about business deals. Yeah. You're not, this not regular working people to make. You're not, you ain't no business deal. Ain't no deals to make.
Yeah.
This for like business owners.
Yeah.
They
the ones making
business deals.
Yeah.
Not regular people.
They talking about taking over land and stuff.
Yeah, you out there just cloud chasing.
You know the fucking homie don't got a chamoy business or something, bro.
Yeah, but goddamn, you know
fucking chamoy gummies.
Seasoned worms, bro. No,
worms.
Listen,
I don't like when they put all that damn tahini and chamoy on everything, bro.
It's because they overdo it. You know what I'm saying?
They overdo it.
They overdo it.
People
like
in the comments be going nuts.
No, they do overdo it. Like those, whenever they do the beers and do the whole neck, like what the fuck you supposed to do? Deep throat the beer?
Deep throat the whole neck on like, the Bud Light, dog.
What the fuck is the point of having the whole top half of the beer?
I see somebody, they did it on the damn Modelo, bro. You deep throat that. You gonna eat the damn metal on there.
That thing.
You gonna eat the aluminum.
That's different.
Yeah. That's different. Are you gonna cut your gums?
They trying to keep you lead poisoned.
No, you gonna cut your gums. Deep throwing the Modelo.
Crazy.
Hey, bro. And
you
know
you can just lick the side of that. Huh?
Yeah, and chill.
Nah, you gotta get all
chill. And those are fatter. They got fatter necks.
Looking like a fucking cow out there.
Yeah, the Modelo's different. And it ain't that, bro. It's like I be feeling like it's like it got something to do with high blood pressure, right? Because.
Facts, bro.
No, let me tell you
That's
why.
That's a lot of sodium.
Look, nah, but shout Mexican out
this
people.
Girl on TikTok, she invented a sugar free chamoy.
Oh my god,
her grandpa died.
That's worse
for
you. That's worse.
Her grandpa died.
Splint,
she the first.
Splint. What is it called? Splenda.
Yeah,
yeah. That shit is not better for you.
Hey, shout out her. All right, like
you know
said.
Why?
Why?
You know why that stuff was invented? To make even more money.
Splenda.
Yeah. Because, okay, let's say sugar, right? In order to flavor this truly, mm-hmm. let's just say it takes 10 grams.
Yeah, that's fake sugar.
Yeah, 10 grams. Let's just take it takes 10 grams of real sugar, right? When it comes to the fake stuff, it comes like liquid. And it takes a quarter of a gram to get the same amount of sugar taste, right? So it was all a money
thing.
They
use more.
Yeah, it was all a money thing. No, they use
less
of
what?
The fake stuff.
They use less because it's more potent.
It's more potent.
Mm-hmm.
And what that stuff end up doing is
kind of like
it end up messing up your taste buds because they it's like since there's no calories or nothing, mm-hmm. people consume it more and they taste buds becomes
numb.
Yeah, to the sweetness, yeah. And then they go eat some real sugar, and they need more
of
the real sugar.
What I don't understand, though, is like, why do you have to put it on your fruit? Now, your fruit not healthy no more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your vegetables, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, they put it on anything, bro.
But
like,
you still ought to get some sort of nutrition in there. You just adding other bad stuff.
I think it's like eating, you know, them carnival apples, what they call it?
Yeah.
The ones dipped in caramel?
But yeah, you getting a lot of sugar, but you still getting some. But you just messing it up because you adding sugar to it.
Yeah, but I don't.
You still get the nutrients, but it's not a balance.
That's like saying, "Oh, I had a piece of chicken."
That's what I was gonna say. Because cooked food, like even veggies, if you cook them too much, you cook all the nutrients out. Like you know what I ain't never understood those what they call, I think greens. Collard greens,
mm-hmm.
they be like super mush.
And they cook it with a pork bone.
Yeah.
In there.
So I don't know if that was supposed to be a veggie side or not, but by you cooking those collard greens that long, it ain't got no nutrients no more left in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, like, soul food is not good for you, bro.
I don't think they're going for nutrients. I think they're going for flavor.
I'm just giving an example of a veggie that's been cooked to...
Soul food is like a Sunday thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't eat that.
People do it because they have restaurants, but it's more like of a Sunday thing where...
Yeah, smothered pork chops on a Tuesday is nuts. I was just giving an example of a
veggie that's too cooked.
Listen, so you got your beer. You got the salt in the beer.
Yeah.
You got the salt in the fruits and veggies. And by veggies, it's only a few that they eat. It's like cucumber or something.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that many. It's like, what else? What's the white stuff that they do?
Jamaica.
Yeah.
I love that,
boy. That's a fruit or vegetable.
Oh, no, it's jicama.
Jicama.
You said Jamaica?
Jamaica.
That's a hibiscus that's flower.
Drink, yeah. And I like the Jamaica drink, but I feel like everywhere they sell the fake one. Like it's just red. Yeah. It's just red sugar.
I made some of the real one with the flour.
Yeah,
nobody make real stuff.
It just
anymore.
Be like red sugar.
But I think water, the reason they do red. That is because it lasts longer.
Yeah.
Nah, like I think because people like sugary ass stuff.
No, but I think if they make the real one, I don't know. What if it won't last the whole day sitting outside?
It would. Over there at the tianguis or whatever, that might be outside room temp.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they got
it's just gonna turn
it's different
kombucha.
Air over there.
Hey. So, but you ain't never conclude. So what do you recommend for the homies? Stick to soccer on Sundays?
Nah, man. I feel like it's one of them things you're gonna try it out, but
you're gonna realize
it's like what I was telling you about it's like, what did I say earlier about the your mid-20s? Like, were you trying to like find yourself? It's that you're not. They're not gonna do it, bro.
They doing it.
I know they're gonna do it, but what I'm saying is, it's not gonna stick.
It might stick to one or two.
Out of how many?
50.
Yeah, that's about right.
4% retention rate.
Yeah, but hey, I don't know, man.
Oh no, I already said that.
I feel like you gotta try it to know.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do it. Like, the only way I would do it is if I go with people that know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going out there and try to figure it out by myself.
Why not?
Because that's dumb, bro. It's
learning is earning.
No, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why it's dumb.
Let me tell you why it's dumb.
All right. Playing basketball, right?
Yeah.
Every time you went to the court.
You don't want to learn the wrong way. You want to learn the right way.
Yeah, every time you go play basketball, is somebody at the
Junior,
court.
He watched Karate Kid like 20 times, bro.
Yeah, wax
you
on, need a wax sensei. Off.
Yeah.
Facts. OGs.
Yeah.
You go to the basketball court, is there somebody there that wants to play?
Mm-hmm.
But it's terrible. You know what I'm saying?
It's always somebody there that wants to play, but they're
terrible? Yeah, like they're going to play. They're going to, you know, call their next.
But they trash.
They super trash, and you like, damn, like, why is this dude out here?
Yeah.
Well, I know the golf is not, you're not playing with other people, but it's the same thing.
I thought you do play against people.
Yeah, but you play against the people you go with.
Y'all just keep score.
Yeah, you go with the people you're playing with them. You're not out there just going against everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. It's like you're gonna be doing stuff wrong. You're not gonna. I feel like you need somebody to show you that kind of stuff because it's a little more complicated than mm-hmm. what you think of just like hitting the ball.
Can't you just watch a bunch of Tiger Woods films?
I mean, you can watch YouTube videos and stuff.
I trying to learn a lot of things.
What?
On YouTube.
Yeah, today.
People used
today
to
you can
of that.
You see, yeah, but see, today is different. You can watch YouTube, you can Google stuff.
Like they say stuff like, oh, you where you learned that from? YouTube University.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro.
But really, they got.
Yeah,
quality people on YouTube teaching people how to do.
I'm about to start making silver bars,
just
to like practice with for like, and because B-Body got me into it, so yeah. I've been in my research game, and YouTube. Mm-hmm. I watched a bunch of videos, but
What the fuck B-Body doing? He finna
He's finna start collecting
off the grid shit. That
he's finna start collecting silver.
Fort Knox, and he was like, "Oh, let me."
Yeah, I don't know, but he wants some
medals.
He's trying to collect silver bars. I don't know why.
Cause all this cryptocurrency is not gonna last. It's gonna crash.
Yeah.
That boy White, low key, that boy B-Body a prepper.
No, but
he really is, dude. He probably got a bunker under his crib or something, bro, that we don't know about. I mean,
maybe. But when he started telling me about it, me just being in the jury game, like, it made me like, damn, I don't know nothing about that, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially like silver and stuff. And like bars, like,
yeah, because silver is for like them James Avery ass people.
Yeah, like, I mean,
Joe Avery.
I mean, you can make bars out of gold. They super expensive though, you know. Yeah. You got bars that cost 40 grand. You know what I'm saying?
40 grand.
Yeah, like the big bars that you see.
The big bars.
The little bitty one to be the little bitty one to be real thick. It's like 10 grand. You know, but what I'm saying is silver is.
What about the ones that you see like
a kilo.
The big, big bricks.
The big, how much them hoes cost?
The kilos, I think them the 40 grand ones.
The 40 grand?
I want to say they were around 40 something. But they have 2 kilos.
It's just market price, bro.
But the reason they're so expensive is because that's pure gold.
That's pure.
Yeah, it's not 10K, 14K.
You know Fort Knox,
mm-hmm.
right? That's mm-hmm. where they got the gold and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know they got land around them, right? They like off the grid. They got their own water source, their own little electricity plant.
Mm-hmm.
They got like a buffer of land around them. And in that buffer of land, they got landmines.
Wow. So if anybody try to come in there?
Yeah, like,
bro.
You
can't hit that place up.
Yeah, like Fort Knox is like.
It's one of the most secure places.
Yeah.
More secure than the what is it called? Area what?
51? Nah, you can fly.
Yeah,
over.
Because you see them crash dummies when
you can fly over Area 51.
Nah,
there's pictures of Area 51. People, I mean, you're not gonna
Google Maps.
Down,
so. Like, what about a drone?
No, it's blocked out on.
They'll shoot that mud down.
How?
With a little laser.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nah, they'll shoot it down with a shotgun, like some skeet. They'll just boom.
Hey, shooting skeet is fun, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm.
We got a shotgun or no?
No, we don't.
Oh, I shot it with somebody's shotgun.
No, I mean, we do. We just...
it's that old school John. Look like one it's John
dangerous.
Adams
that one
used
dangerous,
to...
Though.
Yeah, that must shoot back at you.
Yeah.
No, I think the one that we have...
I want the one old buddy had in on Looney Tunes.
Oh,
the over-under?
The pig. I think it was the pig, right?
The old boy with the red mustache?
No, he had them damn revolvers.
Yeah, oh, he did. Sam.
Racist ass guns. Nah, I want the one. So one of them fools had the double barrel shotgun.
Yeah.
Which one's that?
It's the pig. I don't know his name.
It was side by side Piggity. Or over under.
What's his name?
I don't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about. The one that's hunting rabbits.
Yeah.
He got. I want that shotgun.
The double barrel.
Yeah.
They still sell those.
Yeah, you can still buy.
But I had a bunch of ammo for a shotgun. I gave it away.
Gave it away. Should have just bought you a shotgun.
Ammo is like scarce. It's almost still scarce these days.
Yeah, that's why I shoot that much this weekend. Just a few shots.
Hey, you know what we ought to do on the show?
Shoot guns?
Nah, give like a monthly, like one of the episodes in the month, give like a update on the status.
Of the world?
Of the things that we interested in, like you guns, Junior,
I just gave my update.
Jury.
Shout out Mike Jones. Shout out Silver Bars.
I'm not into jury, bro. Work with jury.
Booyum Bravo now, brother.
Yeah, but I'm not into it. I think being into it is more like...
You in the game, though.
I know, but I'm saying like...
You ain't choose it. It chose you.
This is what whenever I say that you need 3 hobbies, one that you love, one that makes you money, and one that keeps you healthy... The jewelry one is the one that makes him money. I don't know what keeps him healthy and what he does for fun, but the jewelry one is...
Healthy used to be basketball.
That was
not no more, though.
What about one for fun? One that you
enjoy?
He
play a PGA golf on PlayStation for
fun. That's your for fun?
What, gaming?
Yeah.
No, bro. I only play like
I'm asking you.
Like, I don't know if 1 hour a day is considered a gamer. I don't think so.
That's more than me.
That's more than you?
I play
and he be cutting grass on the video game.
Like before y'all came, I was playing it.
I haven't turned on my PC in over a week.
I don't know what for fun is, but you know, I like the video stuff, but
You got writer's block right now.
I think the video is your for fun one.
Yeah, that's Dave, for fun.
What's your three? Your top three?
My top three or no, the three?
The three. The money, the fun. I think for
fun,
the hobby that
I got a lot of funds.
You do?
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, like
you don't the have music one stuff that's made you money. What's one that put?
But you don't make music no more.
Legally, I'm saying. What's one that's put money in your pocket?
Barbershop.
Yeah, maybe the cutting hair is there the money one.
What about one that's kept you healthy? What's the hobby that's kept you healthy?
That's the hard one. Like
hobby I need to work on. I mean, when I do get into working out and lifting weights and doing the squats, I look forward to it because you feel good after. But
that feels too cookie cutter though. Working out, but obviously it's going to keep you healthy. But what's something that you do?
Like
that, the side effect.
Like, do you ever like say, you know what, I'm about to cook this healthy dish that you see?
But I don't cook healthy things. Yeah, yeah. Like I'm saying, I got a lot of for fun hobbies, like the cooking, like the music stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't think cooking is a hobby. I think you got to eat to survive.
He could cook bullshit, but he doesn't He likes mixing it up. He likes experimenting.
Yeah, but cooking I don't know. The reason is I like cooking, but the thing that's not fun to me about cooking is
the cleaning up,
the prep.
I like everything about it.
You like cleaning after?
Dave,
it brings me like serenity.
Dave gets off on going to Kroger, bro.
I like grocery shopping.
It centers me. Yeah. My chakras.
I think it's maybe the mess you make, you know?
Nah, because I've learned to try to
use one pot.
No. Yeah, try to use as little as possible and clean as I go.
Yeah.
So that way, because back then I used to just
pull. Yeah.
Granted, I do not cook for a lot of people, mm-hmm. and on a daily,
mm-hmm.
I cook for fun or for an event. Yeah. You know, that's different. If you cook it every day, I don't know. I would think you would have a better process down.
Yeah, I cook a lot, and it's for six of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the weird thing about that is that
it gets hard.
I don't like cooking just for like two of us. If I cook, I want it. It's like I want to do a lot for everybody, not just. I'm not finna just like get up in the morning, everybody's at school, and I'm just gonna go in there and make me something I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No. Because I feel like it's too much just to make me something. But if I had to get up and cook for everybody, or on a weekend when everybody's home, then I'm like, okay, it's I don't know. It seemed like more worth it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
It's because you're not selfish. But what that is.
Is that your love language, feeding people?
No. That's not. I do like cooking for a lot of people, but I don't know.
So do you like cooking for a lot of people because you love them? Because that sounds a lot like your love language.
Cooking for people?
Yeah, feeding
people. What if you just think that you can make something and it tastes good? And it's like, you know what?
You want to share that with the people you love.
I want you to taste what, you know, like I know you had this before, but you never had it the way I'm going to make it. You know what I'm saying?
So you're just competitive.
I'm hella competitive, bro.
Yeah, I don't think that's a love language, being
like,
competitive.
I always try to have a cooking competition with Dave, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be ready. I'll be ready. Like if the opportunity come, I'm like, all right, let's go. Like,
we never did the boys versus girls competition.
Because they'll lose, bro. Men cook better than women, bro.
I mean, the top chefs are.
We said it before. We said that all the chefs in the back cooking in restaurants be men. There don't be no women back there, bro.
It be men and it be beaners, and y'all got two of those check boxes.
So we hella good.
Y'all are in there.
That's what I'm saying. Need to though. We need to set something up.
They gonna lose, bro.
Hey, another thing too. When we went out there to the branch, mm-hmm. It reset the COVID anxiety. COVID erased to me when we was out there.
When I came back.
I did forget about it.
Like before, when we came, before we went out there, we were like, damn, bro, like this stuff getting real.
Yeah.
Like the COVID stuff. Like maybe I had to go get tested. So as soon as we went out there, couple days, and that's crazy. That's just a couple days.
It's because there's a lot of...
a lot of distance.
Yeah, there's a lot of distance. You're by yourself a lot. Like Dave, Saturday, he just spent the whole day just working himself. Just out there, just digging.
Yes, at all.
For the whole boys, bro. Down, just digging a big hole, bro.
For no reason?
Just digging, bro.
Yeah. So, you didn't ever tell us yours.
My what?
Your three things.
My...
Cutting grass simulator for fun.
No,
that's not
fun. That's gaming. I think
my hobby for fun right now at the moment is currently electronics.
Oh, so it's not guns?
No, that'll be the money one. Hypothetically.
hypothetically.
Yeah. And then the keeping me healthy, I'm working on that one. I'll tell you what.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's the one we all.
The one that I really wanted to get into last summer was biking.
I remember you were trying to get a bike, but they were gone.
Hey, bike's still gone?
I want to say you can find them now.
Yeah, you can find them.
Because I know during the pandemic,
I wanted to get into biking.
I think, but a lot of people got into that in the during the pandemic because they were home. They had time.
Yeah.
To
jump on a bike. Going back to normal.
Yeah,
kinda.
So bikes are starting to, you know, you can find them online now, but now it's starting, like, stuff kind of got back to normal, so people not really, like...
You get COVID, you don't even get time off work now.
Yeah, you got to go back.
You got to go back. 5 days.
Yeah.
Are you good? You Gucci. This Omarion variant?
Yeah.
It ain't hitting like the first one.
The healthy one that I wish that I can do is play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not like... I had this really good idea the other day on the phone. I was talking to one of the homies, and it's like, imagine if there was, like, somewhere where, like...
Like dad pickup games?
Dad pickup games.
Bro, how I knew you was going to say that? We ain't talking about this.
Because, look, a lot of times, you don't want to go to the... Like, when you've been rusty, you ain't played in years.
You don't want to go play you don't want to go up there the because it's like... going hard. They dunking and stuff.
It's young people that's running too fast. They running too much. You can't keep up with them. They sharp. They... You know what I'm saying? They do it all the time.
They out there, they got something to prove.
They want to be the best in the gym.
You want to get into a league that's...
No, I don't want to get in a league.
See, that's going a little bit too far.
That's too much.
You want to get into a pickup.
Once you hit 35, you play pickup games.
Yeah, you just want to go somewhere where...
You don't go hoop no more. You go play pickup games.
Like, they need to have something. I don't know what if they is gonna needs to have like an age limit.
35
or a kid.
Or it's just like, hey, bro, it's a bunch of washed ass people up here.
Yeah.
Go there. And then once you go there, then you can leave there and start going to your 24 hours. You
know? Yeah, maybe you can you'll build up. But you know, you can organize that.
Mm-hmm. How? Because I never heard of it.
No, that's what you got to create it.
Yeah.
Like you got to get out there, like,
create your little Facebook group.
Another problem is
that's where all the old heads at. They all rusty.
I can't find no
gym.
No gym nearby. Even one where
don't these HOA neighborhoods be having like a little?
Well, not this one here.
Rec centers.
Yeah,
they don't have it. They got every single thing except that.
That's one.
They racist.
I mean, it could be that.
Because they ain't trying to attract
a lot of. There's a lot of racist people over here, bro.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's one thing that I know it may not look like it, but that's one idea. I want like for a business as a gym.
I think it'll work.
Like a little gym, like a little personal gym.
A personal gym, unmanned gym. So gym only staff is gonna be cleaning people. People get
you say unmanned?
Like there's not a front desk, so everybody has a little RFID card to enter.
Man, you have some people.
How about you inject a chip into them and they?
Yeah. How about not? Fucking Bezos, fucking Zucks over there. How about people get a RFID card like the plants?
Hey, it's crazy you said that. I just got a wallet with that. What is that?
RFID.
Yeah.
Like a block to block the signal. That's just so people don't take your card info. Because you know how Apple Pay works?
That's what that was.
It's like Wi-Fi for your card.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's what, a, when it blocks
what
it.
What is it, a metal in there or something?
Yeah, it's like pretty much like tinfoil. Yeah, essentially that. Okay. It just blocks signal.
That has something special, through. Bro.
I mean, they use different ones. Different ones can block from a farther range. Because some of those, if you get the real cheap ones, if you get right on it, it'll go through. Hmm. But just yeah, the but thicker, some, for somebody usually,
to get on you like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they pretty much take. But no, people do that in busy cities like New York. Motherfuckers walking around with clovers in their pocket, and they just going around to people just touching their back pocket to see if they it hits, see if they can.
What side y'all carry y'all wanted in?
My back right.
My front back pocket. Right.
That's chaotic as fuck.
Sometimes yeah. I used to carry nah, it in my front that. Pocket.
I'll carry it in my back left.
He left-handed.
Yeah, I'm lefty.
Yeah, I carry it in my right.
Back right.
But then I drive a lot. I got to take
so
it out.
So you take it out? And yeah, I put it in my can front pocket. Unalign your chakras.
Yeah.
You got to take it out. Me, I don't got no money.
That's
so
why you
got
to ride
there.
With your elbow in the back seat and your that it won't hit.
That's why they do it.
Just the wallet be in the way.
It's, and it be fat.
Yeah. A lot of money in there.
A lot of money.
Big paper. Yeah. You big might paper. Be right, bro.
I
you
seen this dude on Instagram, bro. He found a wallet somewhere in a store. He opened it up. It was hella money in there, bro. It was a lot of money in there. He went to go return it. I was like, damn. I think it's happened to me before.
Yeah.
Where I'm leaving out the grocery store, and like by the car, by my car, there's somebody dropped their wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick it up. I gave it a quick look in there, and it was hella money in there, bro. I said, damn, bro, can easily just take this money and leave the wallet. But yeah. I went back and gave it to the people at the front, man, mm-hmm. in the store.
What people you gave it to? The lost
you know
and
the
people?
The ones that handle the
The greeter people.
No, fool, the fools. They what you call them?
They greasy.
Them greasy people right there.
Maybe old heads doing that.
Yeah,
yeah, but what they need to check my receipt
for? The people
for?
That want to do your like
customer service, the return stuff.
That is, I think so. Like where you can get your ticket and your registration sticker and all that.
Oh, them folks. Why you went to them folks? They greasy.
Yeah, what type of fucking grocery store?
They work for the store.
You go off.
I thought they work for themselves.
No. They be Kroger people.
Yeah.
I don't go to
them folks.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking
about. In
the front,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's.
Yeah, I gave it to them. I said, hey, somebody dropped their wallet outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe they'll come back in here and,
yeah, you don't give it. Them cashiers be dumb as shit.
And she just.
They be our kids.
No, she was older. I ain't go to no kid.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying the cashiers, you can't give it to the cashiers. They be dumb as shit. They not gonna know what to do.
The cashiers, yeah.
The cash registers, yeah.
It'd be like they gonna.
They all got that damn soda that they bought and put their damn receipt on.
I wanna know. I wanna know.
Motherfucker can't let them have a break.
What city in America?
New York.
Has all of the
Ohio
all of the lines? No, they got numbers 1 through 15. The to go pay.
Yeah,
the cashiers to check out. I want to know what state, what city has a person in each one of those things.
I'll tell
why
you right
are
now,
they designed?
Motherfucking Brookshire's over there in Troop.
Bro, they got three.
They be full.
I'm talking about the big stores, the Walmart.
I
want
to say you
got
to go to like a.
I don't think Walmart will ever fill them up.
Why they designed it with so many then?
I don't know, but I don't think they would ever fill them up.
I don't know why they did that.
You know probably why they designed them with so many? I'm pretty sure after one hits a certain amount of money, they shut it down and then they got to go. No, they gotta go deposit.
Crazy as hell, bro.
For real. They gotta go deposit the money. So that's why they have so many others, so somebody else could open up. And then they keep the balance low up front.
Some Gary Vee type shit, bro.
Nah.
I seen that Gary Vee video you sent me. That boy crazy. He always talking about some goddamn garage sales.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. If I ever see a Gary Vee at a garage sale, whenever y'all have y'all big annual one, let me come. I want to see if I find
him. Yeah, it's in November every year.
I'm going to fight him.
He'd be full, bro. You'll sell anything out there, too.
What you mean?
Like, anything you put out there, they going to buy it.
Anything. Just whatever.
Yeah, because there's a lot of Mexican people just trying to take stuff to Mexico. So they'll buy the box. How much for the box?
You know, thrifters?
Yeah.
Is that like the gold mine? Like going to a garage sale?
Yeah, because right now, thrift stores,
they're getting pricey.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, not only that, some of them have evolved to resale shops where they'll buy your shit.
It's the YouTube people just putting out an info like, oh, look, I just got this.
So they finding, it's valuing the stuff it's, now. Hell they yeah. Want it.
Because people started going autistic and like dissecting the clothes. Like, yeah. What single you want, stitch, single shirts. Stitch, this brand is this year.
Yeah.
And it's worth a lot of. It's not worth a lot of money. It's worth a lot of money because y'all think it's worth a lot.
Yeah,
of
they
money.
Build up hype.
It's like fucking Chuck E. Cheese tickets, bro.
Yeah, like their shirt. I seen a dude get a shirt.
Yeah.
And the shirt is worth $300.
But in reality, it's not.
It's no. A cheap T-shirt.
But because of the design.
Because, the year. It was this year and this concert.
You know what's one of the most sought after shirts?
Which one?
The championship shirts?
Kanye West college dropout shirt. The bear tee.
Mm. That sounds gross.
It's just the head of the bear on a pink shirt in yellow. That shirt's like $1,000. And a brown one with the yellow bear is even rarer one.
They can keep that shit, bro.
$1,000, and if you find that at a resale shop or thrift shop, you've hit the gold mine, yeah. Brother.
There's shirts where there's a lot of shirts that are $100.
Wow.
And they would like if you ever check out celebrities, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you don't follow a lot of celebrities, but yeah, I'm just saying, like, and you see them wearing these old looking shirts. These are the people that are paying for the, you know, like the high price for these shirts, like. You know, it's like, it's a, I don't know. I don't want to say it's trendy because I feel trendy. Like, it no, but trendy. I want to say it's trendy because I think it's going to last forever. I don't think it's going to go away.
You think so?
I don't think so.
No, all that is, it's all that is people.
I don't think so.
People are always on a hunt for, I want the most unique, the most rare and whatever.
The reason I don't think it's going to go away is because today, you remember back in the day, it was like, if you were into like hip hop, there was only one style going around and that was it. Mm-hmm. Today is not like that. Today is a lot of styles going on at one time, you know? And that's why I feel like it's not going to leave.
Yeah, nah, I ain't talking about that. I'm just saying like the reason why stuff like the thrift store stuff, if it's becoming more money, it's becoming more valuable because it's like, hey, if you could find me that Kanye shirt, like, I'll pay you $2,000. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn. So it's just going to keep evolving into, like.
And you know what's crazy is that, like, we really can be super plugged in, bro, with the thrift stuff, but we don't know enough. Well, that's how I feel about myself. I don't know enough about it. Yeah. To jump in that, it's like you got to do a lot of more research and, you know, a lot of YouTube to try to figure this stuff out. But we got a good plug where we can get.
Big plug.
Like, and.
But yeah, it's all on how much time you. Because it's all out there. It's just you got to.
Look for.
Know what to look for.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit. There's a lot of bullshit in those stores, but you got to know that you're looking for a specific style shirt. But honestly, though,
it's all on who you can sell that clothes to that they can make it valuable.
What do you mean? You sell it to the person and they sell it?
No. It's all about, like...
If famous people never picked up the style of wearing these... old school graphic tees, these shirts will still be $5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it all depends on, say you got a certain style, and you go find that, and somebody end up seeing it, like, hey, I like that. Let me buy that from you or whatever. Mm-hmm. And say this person is some Instagram person or YouTube person. It can become a thing. So it's like all that stuff is, like you say, it's all made up.
Yeah, it is.
It's all made up. It all depends on how you put it together and then who sees it.
Yeah.
Anything become a trend.
Yeah, because it's like, and then a lot of those shirts, they be all out of shape. You know what I'm saying? Like the collar.
They're probably like valuable to them. Like, oh, yeah, this got some wear and tear to it. It's like more original. It looked like I had it since I was a kid.
Yeah, and then it's like I even like seen people, it'd be like, maybe like rips in a certain spot. They like they actually make
drippy.
It make it look better or stains at a certain spot. You know
they want rips around the collar. They want bleach shirts, shit like that. That's what the motherfuckers be looking for.
If you buy some, find some shit from some Mexican people, you finna have mole stains and shit on your shirt.
All on the front.
That stuff out either.
Yeah, that's some dangerous stuff. And we eat it.
I seen this lady make mole, bro. I didn't know so many ingredients in mole.
Yeah, but
they're like all these nuts. She even like fried some bread and blended that up. I was like, Jesus
Christ. They get like cookies.
All type of stuff. Yeah. Ew, like, Jesus.
But everybody says that's how you're supposed to make it.
Yeah.
You know, but
people don't make it like that.
A lot of people don't. They just kind of buy the little pre-made.
The little concentrate.
I'm going to try it one day.
Making it from scratch?
Yeah, I think I can do it. And I'm going to spatchcock the bird.
What?
Spatchcock.
I don't know why you said it like that. That sounds fucking foul.
That's when you butterfly that, John.
Okay, say that.
Spatchcock is the
spatchcock and the bird sounds phallic, bro. Don't say that. That shit's illegal in most states.
That's too crazy.
Yeah, so we need to work on the healthy hobby.
Yeah. I think that's what we came to the agreement of.
I think none of us have a healthy. Yeah.
No, but like I was saying.
I still want to buy a bike. I'm still going to buy one. I'm going to look tomorrow.
The working out. I really enjoy. When we get on our kick and we work out, I like it because of the feeling you get when you on a roll, the soreness. Mm-hmm. But once you fall off, once I fall off.
Just sweating feels good. You know what
I fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro. I don't know. I can't talk about that on here. I'm going to say all that walking I've been doing, it's been really loosening things up, boy.
Nobody want to talk about that, bro. Nobody want
to
listen.
I walked all the way to the back to go get on the tractor. Realized I ain't have the keys, so I had to walk all the way back to the house. And then I walked all the way back.
You don't be seeing them old ladies. They be strutting their stuff. They be
where?
That's how they stay healthy when they do the little walk.
Oh, snap.
That's how they stay healthy because they can't run no more. I mean, walking, if you do it right, it can keep you in shape.
I seen an Instagram video on how to run, and the dude was showing you how you supposed to do your legs when you run. Mm-hmm. And I tried it because I went jogging Thursday.
How you supposed to do it?
I can't explain it. I got to show you.
Don't you just roll from the heel to the ball?
I don't know. But I tried it, and I felt a little
full
more.
Full extensions?
I felt a little more pep quicker? In my step, yeah.
Your hands go ear to pocket.
Ear to pocket?
Yeah, when you're running.
That's a lot of chopping.
You know, scientists still can't figure out why you do that with your hands?
Because you look stupid balance, as fuck, bro. If you don't move.
I don't know that. They scientists. It's all a balance thing. They dumb as hell.
They can't.
Unless you find a dumbass scientist.
they can't pin it down.
Dumbass scientists exist.
Yeah, they can't say for certain that this is why we swing our arms.
It's balance.
Yeah, you could say that, but that's that will be called a what? A hypothesis? A theory?
Why?
You got to prove it.
It's true.
Prove it.
You got to prove it.
No, because you can run without moving your hands.
You can run.
You can run
real hard with your hands down and then stop and see how you feel.
You're going to feel dumb as hell.
You're going to feel like an ostrich.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but you need that for balance, bro.
But you see, that's the deal with the science stuff.
When
you
you're doing
prove
that,
it.
You're moving, you're moving your body.
But you got to prove it. You got to do the test.
Just go run.
Nah. It gotta be repeatable with multiple people.
Everybody does it. So if you do it,
not them fucking dudes that showed up to lunch at first. They hands was behind them. They was running ahead of their hands.
Who?
Showed up to lunch?
Motherfuckers that used to run to lunch. Y'all had those kids that used to run to lunch. They wasn't chopping. They was running ahead of their hands.
I don't know what kind of class you was in. They were in your class?
No, they weren't in my class.
His classmates.
No, I was never in that class where the motherfucker tried to get out first. But y'all remember, y'all don't remember whenever it was time for lunch and you just hear running and it was some motherfuckers trying to get to lunch first?
Nah, you couldn't. I think the schools we went to, they would talk about you if you did that.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't have those?
I don't think so,
to
bro.
Run to lunch? I ain't never seen nobody run to lunch.
They were hungry?
I don't know, bro.
Hold on, what grade is this?
This is high school.
Oh, hell no.
You running in the high school is
running,
nuts.
Bro. Them motherfuckers was chopping,
and
bro.
And you think about back in high school,
to
boy.
To get to the sub lines.
Man. Boy, you used to think you were so old once you became like a senior.
Yeah. You thought you grown.
Yeah.
Because everybody else younger than you.
Yeah, you're like you was the oldest one there. But
I still never had wings like I did in high school. Those chicken was different, bro.
Because they used to use that was the chicken that was processed here in America still.
Oh, for real? That wasn't Chinese
now they processed in China.
Oh,
real talk. That shit.
Yeah, we need to make America great again, bro.
Yeah, bring bike.
Hey, you know I stopped texting. Chicken.
Who?
What? I stopped texting and using capital letters.
What?
Why?
Because they ain't never no cap.
Man, this
all right, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Nah, but for real,
no, I'm dead ass.
We're smoking McMichael's packs.
Who was that?
We're fucking smoking Emily. What's that bitch name?
Who?
Theranos.
Don't bring her up.
Nah, she.
What's her name?
She.
Emily Holmes.
We smoking Emily Holmes packs. Nah,
it's not Emily Holmes.
She something found Holmes. Guilty 4 counts of fucking fraud.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Really? Elizabeth Holmes. I'm thinking of Emily in Paris. Shout out that show.
I'm going to start watching Euphoria again, boy. It's coming back. It came back.
McMichael's. You don't know who McMichael's
is?
Yeah,
old boys that killed Ahmaud Arbery.
Yes, sir.
They got all three of them, right?
No. Yeah, two of them, the father and the son, sentenced to life, no chance of parole. The other dude, the dude that was recording, sentenced to life with a probability of parole in 30 years. Yeah. But he already up there in age. He like 60. Dunzo. Yeah. If he catch COVID in the pen, he done. Boy.
Them boys
lie. No, Dave, but you really got to think about it. If it wasn't for the social media outcry, nothing would have ever happened.
Yeah, nothing would have happened.
That shit DA, was silenced.
The district attorney?
For months.
That lady?
Yeah.
Did. It was a done deal.
Try her ass next.
I think they are.
They are?
I think something happened to her. I seen like a little post where
who is this lady?
She got is it disbarred? I don't know. They took away something from her, but they gonna do something. They have to. Because she basically like the big judge. When that stuff happened, it was during the pandemic when it first began. Mm-hmm. Things were shut down. So she just took their side of the story and was like, okay, y'all on the right. It's justified. Basically.
No investigation. It's just silence and shit.
It's a done deal. Like it was, and then
on social media is what.
Well, she not working no more. She basically got fired.
Yeah,
from that position.
It pretty much like T.I. did that little girl chain on ATL. He snatched that shit from her, bro. That's it. She Nunzo.
I love Nunu.
Yeah, shout out Nunu.
But yeah, I think something's gonna happen to her too. But Elizabeth Holmes, she ain't got sentenced yet. She
was found guilty
on 4.
All right, doesn't matter.
Hey, but it was like 11 counts. And it was only four.
Yeah, four.
And she got found guilty.
But it was fraud.
But you only need one, right?
Yeah. I mean, no. Look,
all of them are separate. Look. It's like separate.
You know what I'm saying? But as long as you get one, you're going to go to jail for a while, right?
Is there blood on her hands? I mean, technically there is. But did maybe people die?
Maybe just a blood drop is on her hands.
Did people die? Were there any? It was just a lot of misinformation.
This lady got told that she had HIV when she didn't. This other lady was pregnant, got told that she wasn't pregnant, that she miscarried, and I don't know what she was doing, but it sent some people through some turmoil for sure.
I mean, everybody needs but to start to get shaken up a bit.
That case was not about the people.
Mm-hmm.
It was about defrauding
all the investors. Fun fact about Elizabeth Holmes. Did you know her father was an executive at Enron?
Damn, scam just runs
in the family. It runs through the blood. She's the original Joanne the Scammer, bro.
Yeah, facts.
From Inception.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Joanne the Scammer?
I don't know. This is not somebody I kept up with.
Hey, did we talk about old buddy?
Who?
The old buddy, his 110 years, they got cut down.
I think we did.
We did?
No. We didn't talk about it. We talked about it.
I think
we talked about it before. In
real life.
They cut it down?
To 10.
They cut it down Shut to 10 up. Years, bro.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it. If you don't know,
yeah.
You know, we didn't talk about it.
So that's how you know that the system is rigged corrupt. And messed up.
That they were able to knock off 100 years?
100 years.
Hey, but years. I didn't have. I didn't like the video, though. I seen the
video. Yeah, the video, it was flagrant.
I didn't like that, bro.
The way my man was weaving and diving and weaving and bobbing
like
or
how fast he was going and just, you know, like switching lanes without signal lights. Hard. Not just switching the lane like, oh, you got over without signal. Like, he was switching them hard. He was passing by. I don't know. It was a little.
It didn't look good.
Yeah,
but that's already done.
Because what I'm thinking is like, this is what I was thinking: a young dude driving 18 wheeler, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, and then what if he's speeding? You know, like he's trying to finish work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically overusing the truck too much.
Yeah,
and that's what caused the brakes to go out.
That's what happens.
It could have been his fault.
Yeah. Truckers use something called electronic logs now,
yeah.
Where the trucks are.
They can't work over 16 hours or something like that?
8 hours. It depends.
Hell no, it can't be 8 hours.
They can't drive for more than 8 hours straight.
It gotta
How many hours?
It got to be more than eight.
No, that's light I think it's 8 hours, bro. They can't drive.
They don't do 8 hour shifts, my boy.
Driving?
Hell nah. Them boys drive.
Okay.
I think it's 16 hours.
Because it depends on where they're at in the world and what company that they're. But some companies, you know, ultimately the liability is on them if that's their driver. Now, if they're a owner-operator, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do think e-logs are regulated by DOT now. But anyway, I'm not a greasy truck driver.
But what I'm saying, like, were you about to say that driving them too much messes up stuff? Is that what you was about to say?
Well, they drive fast because they're trying to
get more get miles distance
within their allotted time.
Yeah,
they don't do the pre-trip inspection because it takes time out of their out of their trip. For them to walk around, do the walk around the truck, inspect their equipment. Remember I was telling you about.
But I thought it was only driving time. It's when you driving.
All that shit counts.
How the hell you walking around gonna count for your time?
It counts.
It can't reset.
It counts.
You just don't go press it. You on the clock.
Okay, exactly. There's things like that. There's people that, you know, and they put it there on their lunch break just to get an extra 30 minutes or something of driving in. Shit like that without being logged, but then their mileage don't match up. Look, There's a whole different thing. But
so just what you're saying is the rules and regulations that cause that to happen.
Yes. Because you just how greasy operators for heavy equipment, they don't grease their equipment because what? It takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time off the job. They're just trying to get shit done and go home, you know?
Yeah.
Not passionate about what they do. They don't care about the equipment.
It's a job.
It's not their fucking vehicle.
Ain't trucking the number one job in America?
Trucking, probably.
It's like one of the biggest employers.
Yeah.
I mean, job occupation.
And then a lot of these truckers.
How you say that word?
Occupation.
Yeah, there you go.
A lot of these truckers work for companies. If it was their truck, they'll take more pride in what they do, you know? Mm-hmm. Like whenever you see those big trucks that are, you know, all painted and, you know, got all this shit, it's because they own that truck. They take pride in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But all these greasy Swift drivers.
Swift.
They the ones that be running amok.
Yeah.
But I didn't know they gave him 10 years. 10 yeah. years, that's.
That's how bit. You know is corrupt.
He was 20, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
20. I think yeah. he was 20 or 22. Some either
he's
one.
20 years old. 22 now. 20 when it happened.
Okay, so he'll be 32. I mean,
that's how you
I
know
mean,
is corrupt.
I know, and he might not even do the full 10.
No, yeah. I mean time served. No, if they give him time served, then that knocks off 2. That's 8, and if he's good, I mean, what they going? He only going to serve
maybe
5. Six
yeah,
out of the 8.
6, 7 maybe.
And then he gonna be back on the road. Cause he a felon. Now he gonna be extra vetted in the trucking scene.
Cause he a felon.
God damn, that messed up. That ain't funny. People died.
Four people died. That's what I'm saying. I don't like the video, man. You know, they got all the dash cam footage and it just looks really bad, bro. It looks like he could I'm like, he damn, what if doing... what if he really did cause that, you know?
It looked like he wasn't doing enough to try to.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you don't see him kind of like, I don't know.
But then again, that was just a 10-second video or a minute video or whatever it was. I don't know. I don't want to judge the whole situation.
And I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, because what if he did that hours before or something? You know what I'm saying? And by looking at it, it looked really bad. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that could have been super early in the row. I don't know. But, I mean, he's still doing some time. And he's going to, you know, I don't know if he'll be able to drive again after, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
That's what felons do.
Not all felons, bro.
What most they going to do?
I don't know. That's like the number one felon job.
Yeah.
Well,
you become a truck driver, bro.
Well, we'll see.
But Elizabeth Holmes. God damn, yeah, Elizabeth Holmes. She might get like 20 years.
I really didn't care about
Elizabeth
Holmes. How many years? Like, I'm not gung ho about how many years she's gonna get. I mean, she serves some time.
Bro, she duped some people out of some money, yeah. Boy.
That one,
like $100 million. From the Voss family?
Yeah, it's them. I mean,
she swindled some for M's,
for
boy.
From who? And how'd she get 100 men?
Bro, I told y'all about the story a long time ago.
Don't worry about it.
She invented this unheard of technology that
she didn't invent it though.
Yeah. She just made up something.
No. Yeah. See, that's the sketchy thing about it. It seemed like they were doing things to try to actually do it, but when they would talk to investors,
I remember you saying that now.
They would talk to investors, they'll be like, no, it's working now, so you might as well invest your money.
Yeah,
and they're like, you know what, we're gonna do 50 million.
They were misleading.
Hey, this
people.
Other family just did 100 million. Y'all sure y'all won't only want to do 50? Yeah. They're like, damn, if they did a hundred, all right, let's do 100.
Yeah,
so she duped a lot of people out some money, boy. Mm-hmm. Which is basically lying, saying that this technology works. We need your money.
Do
you want to invest? Because our company is growing like crazy.
She wasn't presenting it like a Kickstarter where it's like, look.
It was like, no, this shit is working.
This is it. This is the future.
She even swindled Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That they were going to have those machines.
She had a contract with Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
that.
What did they do?
Blood. Draw blood. No. So you know how you draw blood with the syringe and you fill up the little vials?
Yeah.
The technology was that, you know, like the little diabetes tester where you it just pricks your finger. That with that amount of blood, then you'll be able to get all of the old test results.
Because, you know, whenever you go draw blood, there's only, I mean,
they draw like three or four of them because it takes so much blood in order to test for this or test for this. Mm-hmm. So they're using a lot of blood.
It takes a long time to get results because they got to go test all this blood where that shit was. What, 24 hours turnaround or some shit that they promised?
15 minutes, bruh.
Oh, the little black box. Yeah,
but it didn't work. It was a lie.
It was a lie. It was just freestyling that shit.
So the idea is we're going to take this little blood drop.
15 minutes, give you all your info.
And give you all the whatchamacallit.
So in 15 minutes, they told this lady.
Hey, it sounded possible, though.
It sounded good, right?
It do sound good.
It sounds.
Nah, bro. I listened to the whole series, the whole podcast where they breaking everything down. They started talking to real scientists, and they like, that sounds like a great idea, but in order to find these things, they broke it down in science terms. They're like, that's impossible. Mm-hmm. But all her people on the board and all the investors were
non-science people.
Non-science people. It was all just business people and military people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like. She just tried to go get big names to get more credibility.
Yeah.
And she did.
Like, once people found out that Walmart, like, wanted this shit in their store.
That's when she started getting even more M's.
Yeah.
That sound like some Walmart to have in there.
Yeah. Like, you know how they got the little machine that never works? Go do the blood pressure.
But then people will go.
And they got some foot one, too.
And they'll do the, whatchamacallit. What they test on your foot?
I ain't sticking my foot in.
For the Magellan?
Yeah, I think they can make you a
custom
insoles. Yeah, insoles.
That's hard.
Don't, ain't that what it is?
Hey, you think sneakerheads care about their feet?
No. Hell no. Because all like them they dogs, go get, they go get pedicure. The ones they wear feel like goddamn Converse.
I want to go out and on the record and say I think sneakerheads probably have some of the ugliest feet, and that's why they wear sneakers.
But why they want so much attention on their feet?
That don't make no sense what you're saying.
It's not about what's on the outside. That's it's about what's on the inside.
Their insecurity is their feet. No, so that's why they go wear cool sneakers.
They go get pedicures?
That's not their insecurity, cool.
Sneakers,
bro.
No, they don't go get pedicures. Bro, you got some dogs on you.
I got some nice toes, bro.
Let me see.
I'm not doing that live, bro.
Live?
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
I'll blur them out, bro. We'll
blur them out.
No, bro. I'll show you later.
Come on, we got to do something. Y'all, to get
and we've
music.
Been to the thing.
Oh, one time. I ain't been back ever since the pandemic. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it's a little sketchy out there. Yeah. I can't be going.
I ain't been out like that, bro.
Me either, bro.
Oh, speaking of going out, bro.
You went out?
Sad story, bro.
Oh, my God.
Y'all wanna hear it?
Tearjerker?
No, I'm not.
You know what's a tearjerker?
I haven't cried all week. I'm ready.
007.
Oh, yeah. That
you
did
said
it.
It's a
No Time to Die or something
no
like that.
No Time to Die.
Tearjerker.
I'm not gonna spoil it, but.
Yeah.
But I mean, continue. What's the sad story?
So, you know, nobody goes to the mall no more on the weekends, right? Because, you know, it's just
I've been
like
to the mall a few times.
So I go to the mall, right? My plan wasn't to go to the mall. I'm going to Sam's. Go grab some things, right?
What you prefer, Costco or Sam's?
Who got the better?
The Blizzies?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Costco. Pizza. Sam's got the pizza. Big slices. Listen, I go to Sam's, pick up some stuff on the way back. They hit me up, say, hey, swing by Cinnabon in the mall.
Yeah. Who is they? Your family?
Yeah, my family hit me up. Boom, bet. You know, because you could just run up there real quick, grab some, and take off. So I'm with my son. We go up in there. I say, you know what? I need a game. Let's go to GameStop.
Yeah.
GameStop right on the second floor, too. So I'm like, let's go see if they got it. Go up there and we make a left, right? We're walking down the little, you know, by the little. What's that? Oh, snap. That was possible. Boom. We back to the store. I go up there, you know, make a left. we walked down a little aisle, you know, trying to go to the store. Mm-hmm. So I see this one dude. He's like a disabled dude, you know. Mm-hmm. You could tell some people that it's not like something that's like, you could tell he was born like that, right? Mm-hmm. He walking, you could tell by the way he walked. And then he walked, and when we were coming up to him, he kind of looked back at a group of bunch of young kids, you know. So I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, like, did something just happen between them when they crossed each other? Mm-hmm. You know, like, why he just looked back? And then, but he just looked back, kept going. See the group. By the time I get to the group, they said, oh, he said something, they said. And so they're like, all right, let's go over there and see. So now I see all them walking fast behind him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God, they about to whoop this dude, you know? Mm-hmm. Whatever, they probably said something to him. He probably said something back. And now I kept walking. I didn't, like, stop and watch him. But when I go inside of a GameStop, mm-hmm. as soon as I go in, you just hear a big commotion. I'm like, and I'm thinking in my head, like, oh, snap, they whooping this dude, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like, I don't know, maybe six kids, you know? I look outside.
And that one dude was by himself?
He was by himself. But I don't know if he was by himself. But because what he did was he walked towards the food court. Mm-hmm. And when I come out, I'm like, I tell my son, I say, man, let's go get the Cinnabon, get out of here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like these folks.
Like, don't worry about tripping. It. Like, I don't know. Like, you seen people getting slammed over there.
For real?
Yeah, you see, like,
God damn.
You see, like, big commotion. So I'm like, look. So when we walked out of GameStop, the group of six, they ran by because they just beat somebody up and they ran by. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I hope it wasn't this dude, you know? Mm-hmm. Cause it's like, I don't care what that dude said or if he did or if he started it or if he didn't.
Now, was it a physical disability or was it a mental disability?
No, you could see the way he was walking. Okay. You know, and I'm like, so I'm like, when they ran by, I'm like, come on, man, let's just go get the Cinnabon and get out of here. So we had to walk back through there to get the Cinnabon, you know? Mm-hmm. And when we get there, it's another young kid there, bleeding. He looked like he probably was in high school too. But the guy was standing right there too. Mm-hmm. The guy that I seen walk by, and it looked like his mom and his dad or something. So he was the one getting beat up.
The kid.
The other kid.
You know? He was the kid of...
I don't know. I don't know who. I don't know if they were all, because he was standing right there with them.
And nobody was helping this little kid.
So when we, by the time I got down there, because like I said, I had to walk through there. Yeah. There was other people there, kind of like they came, but they looked like a mom and a dad. They was actually like holding him. Mm-hmm. And the other guy was standing there too, the one that I seen at first. Mm-hmm. And then it was just a bunch of other people that kind of just came over. But I don't think that when they were fighting, I don't think nobody did anything about it. And then by that time, you see the police come up there and the people are pointing, oh, they went that way. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to.
I thought you was going to step in.
Who, me? Hell no.
Yeah. I thought you was going
to. Listen, bro. When you got 6, 7.
Yeah, I know.
High school kids, there's nothing you can do. Yeah. They're going to the mall for two things.
You don't think you could beat up 6, 7 high school
kids? Hell no. High school kids are like damn near men, bro. Like, you're right there at that point where you're strong.
You're a father. You got that dad strength, bro.
No, bro. Nah. You're going to get beat up. My man
just say he rusty in basketball. Ain't no way he's swinging on that many kids. I can't go hoop with
the high school kids. You think I can fight a whole bunch of them? Crazy, man. No, bro. Like... These groups of people, and I know this because we did it before, you know? Not go fight people, but we went to the mall with a bunch of us, and you know that the chances of you running across somebody else that's six of y'all is not, you know, it's not a high chance. Mm. So you feel like you can pretty much say anything to anybody and they're not going to do nothing about it because they outnumbered.
And when you running in a group,
yeah,
you have this different...
One of the homies was with us one time and it was after a movie. You know, the mall closed. He tried to break an ice cream machine and take the ice cream. Security come. They get him. Like, you just do stuff that you normally wouldn't do because you're with people, you know? Like...
Especially dudes.
Yeah, dudes. You know, they a little wild, bro. And, you know... You just do stuff that you normally wouldn't do by yourself. Yeah. So, no, bro, these high school kids, they're, I don't care who you are, if you by yourself, they're going to beat you up.
Yeah.
And they do this because you're going to the mall to talk to girls or you're going to look for problems. That's the only reason you're going for. None of them had not one bag in their hand.
No, I don't got no money.
They were brokies. Like, no, they're not going to. They're not going to shop. They're just going up there to look for trouble or talk to girls. That's it. And it was just like messed up, you know, like, because you can't do nothing about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's... See,
I think that's something you learn growing up in minority communities.
Mind your business.
Mind your goddamn business, bro.
Yeah. I already know, like, when I seen that group, the first thing to come to my head... It's a Saturday night. It's a group of kids together. You don't want to even look their way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I already know that because I know that you don't even have to say nothing. You could just look at somebody a little too long and they're going to go, what you looking at? And you naturally going to go like, you're going to say something. And that's it. You can't get out of it no more because it's so many of them that it's going to, you know, they're quick to... They're going to snap quick. Now, one of them, just one of them by itself, you'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might not say nothing, but as a group, bro, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was just messed up seeing it because it's like, it looked like just a bunch of bullies, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if the disabled dude beat up one of them, it's all right.
What do you mean?
You said the disabled dude.
No, he was over there part of the, like...
This dude just got the whole wrong story right now.
okay.
So, what I said was, when I walked that way, because I'm trying to get the Cinnabon, he was there.
He saw the disabled dude walk by him. Uh-huh. Then he seen the group of kids, he heard the kids say, what he say? Junior automatically think...
Who was on the floor bleeding?
Some other kid. Little kid.
Okay, so it's all right. They didn't beat up the disabled dude.
They still beat up another... There's still six people jumped another kid.
Yeah.
Oh, they beat up another kid. I thought the kid was the posse, and then he got a whole...
No. Oh. Another random kid that was over there. With his mom and dad.
That's fucked up.
With his mom and dad.
Yeah, that's fucked up. What you got to do?
And the dad, bro. Think about it. Like, I thought about that. I'm with my son, and I'm like, damn. So if I would have looked at him or...
You're not going to start beating up little high schoolers?
I'm pretty sure the dad was over there trying.
Dog, kick him in the chest or something, bro.
I'm pretty sure he was over there fighting him, you know? But what I'm saying is, you're still going to lose. That's why he was bleeding like that. It's too many of them.
They cannot run a bullet, bro.
Yeah, but they got big ass signs in the front saying no guns allowed.
Those signs aren't legal.
Tony.
You can carry in there. They're not legal signs. You can carry it.
Have you seen
them? It's a deterrent, huh?
Have you seen them?
Yes, I've seen them.
Got a big-ass pistol on it with a
fucking revolver, bro.
What's the circle with the line through it?
Got a revolver.
Yeah, if it was a picture of a Glock, all right. You know, I can't fucking read, so I look at the picture. It's a revolver. I don't even own a revolver.
Yeah. And when I got, that's what the mom said, was like, I knew I should have brought my gun in here.
Oh, never mind.
She said that.
She was going to kill little kids, boy.
Bro, but what? And that's what this is the question I want to ask y'all. Was that?
Would that be justifiable for killing a kid?
No. I don't care.
Your
I'm
kid
not
getting beat up.
No, I want to see what do y'all think. Right?
I don't know. I ain't got no kids.
Listen,
that's a tough.
Okay, you don't have a kid, but you have a family member. You know, you have a little brother, and y'all go up there, and a bunch of kids just jump on him. You have a gun on you. Is that a good enough reason to use it or no?
Nah. You can survive a beating up. You can't survive a fucking...
But I'm talking about like a...
There's been people that haven't survived getting beaten up, getting jumped.
I know, but...
you got to still understand, taking somebody's life, like shooting somebody.
What about shooting all of them in the legs?
Disabling them? Nah.
For the fun. Just boom, boom, boom.
You see, and knocking like
ankles off.
Like, I'm not a lawyer. This isn't legal advice. But like I've said before, if you're going to shoot somebody, it's best that they don't live.
Why?
Jesus Christ.
Because that could come with legal recourse.
It don't make it worse if they die?
Ow. They can't say shit.
Yeah, but you're no, there's you're being recorded, bro. You're in a mall.
Fight
bro.
The case.
You're on video.
It's too crazy.
You're in a mall.
It's better to go against there's the cameras. State, not the fucking kid.
What if you shoot up in
no,
the air?
Never man. That. Never fucking warning shots. Never, never.
You
never.
Work at block parties.
If you gonna, that's different. There's no.
You know, Tony about a book ass dude though. Why warning shots don't work?
Because that's reckless. You can't do that.
Why? Because the bullet might come
so
down.
So shooting yes. the kid is
that's
not,
dumb.
Because not it's an intended target, right? If you're getting attacked or something, this isn't legal advice. Shooting off warning shots, shit like that, that's reckless. You can't do that. If you're gonna pull a gun and shoot somebody, you shoot them.
And okay, if you're that just a sound batch, like some 2A.
Well, okay, no. I'm just saying. This is what you say. Now, if you just a bad shot, you just a bad shot, you know? It's like, but what you say is, I was shooting at the person, not I just pulled it out. And especially brandishing a weapon, like just pulling out a gun on somebody, you don't do that.
Cops always put their hand on their hip.
Yeah.
Cops are different.
When you dip, I dip.
So, okay. You have a gun on you.
Yeah.
You're by yourself.
Yeah.
Five guys decide to just.
Jump me?
Jump you.
I'm shooting.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, yeah, that if five people are jumping
but
me,
not if
I'm
they,
shooting.
But not if they're going
to I ain't say that. He said that.
Okay.
I was shooting.
So
the
not
kids.
Not if they're going to shoot your kid, but not if they're going if they jump
kid,
your kid,
I'm shooting too.
I just asked you that and you said that's not a you said a beating yeah. is not a reason to shoot nobody.
Yeah, your ass all over the place.
You'll shoot him if it's you, but not your son?
Yeah,
that's dumb.
It depends on. You got to gauge them a little. If they look a little.
I'm shooting the biggest one.
Yeah, that.
You got to make an example out of them.
If it's like some little, you know, kids these days, they build different. They little.
It's all the PFAS.
Little, yeah.
Nah.
Man, I
so,
don't know.
No, bro. The size of them don't matter. This is a bunch of little dudes. You know what I'm saying? But they can still do damage.
Yeah.
It don't matter if they short.
Get, no, yeah. I'll change my stance. I'm shooting them. I'm playing dunk gun with them.
Each one.
I'm shooting them.
Yeah.
But that's tough, too, because there's people all around
yeah.
in the mall.
Yeah, you got to be sure of your... Of
your shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your kid getting beat up, like... I don't know.
Yeah, your kid's in the mix too. So that's another thing you got to consider when you shoot.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm. Bullets yeah, know.
I'm pretty
they don't
sure
know names.
For a parent seeing that, your kid getting
and then
beat
you
up.
Got everybody recording, bro.
The people recording?
But you know, everybody going to be recording
that's
for
crazy.
No reason.
Why
yeah,
people record? I still don't understand. You know, I don't understand people that record concerts. Like when you in the
never
crowd.
Never watch that video ever.
You never
again.
Watch it. The audio is trash.
You're going to say fireworks. People that record
fights. No fights. Like, I don't know.
Fights is more understandable than.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Like, I don't rewatch that.
Nah, like fights, what happens to that is because people want, they want to send it. Look what I recorded.
They all want to be paparazzi.
Yeah, like, look what happened in the mall today.
Okay, and another thing. And then the people that do record do not know shit about recording. They like, why the fuck did you open up the app and hit record? If you're going to fucking record the ground, not record because...
Tony, everybody's not a professional.
It's because people...
In the moment, bruh.
So why the fuck pull it out?
Why?
Why hit record? If you're going to do a dog shit job recording...
You want them to record in landscape too?
I know. I don't give a fuck.
You got used to the vertical videos now?
I'm a TikToker, so it's like I've kind of...
Embrace the change.
I have a vertical workflow now on my editing app, so it's just like
that's crazy.
It happens.
How that's became a thing.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Yeah. I mean, it's not something that I'm proud of. It's not, but it happens. You know, yeah. It just you got to adjust. I can't get left behind. Over here posting fucking huge black bar videos. No, yeah. I have to full frame it.
They but it's messed up, man. Like, because you know that it all happened for no reason.
Yeah, it was probably something dumb.
It's just a group of people.
He probably looked at them. They probably said something. He said something back.
And it was like, as soon as somebody says something.
I don't know. Although I would like to beat the shit out of the kid. I wouldn't.
Yeah, they finna put hands on you, boy.
Yeah, but I'm going to grab something.
You're going to grab something, but you're going to lose, bro. I don't care who you are. You can't do nothing against 5-6 people.
5-6, 16-year-olds probably, yeah. What about 6-year-olds? How many could you beat up? How many?
Who was that? Somebody had a question. Like, I think they asked Joe Rogan that, I think.
I don't know.
They think they said, could he beat up 10-year-olds or something?
It's a valid question.
Yeah, but no, that's dumb. No, but
how?
6 high school kids.
10 of them come at you at the same time?
10-year-olds?
10-year-olds.
Yeah, they can't reach your face. You'll beat them up.
What do you mean? You don't know that. They'll fucking get on each other's shoulders.
They don't work together. They kiss. They don't
and
understand
it depends things where they, like and that. And it depends where they from and yeah. Like all that. All
right. 10 little silver teeth Mexican kids.
Silver teeth. This dude laughing too hard, bro.
Silver teeth Mexicans, bro. Like, they a whole different...
That's a different breed. They yeah. Bad as shit. Yeah. One of them motherfuckers gonna bite you. Like, you gonna go down.
Gorillas, but silver teeth Mexicans.
Silver teeth Mexicans.
You gonna go down.
Like, they can breed it those or something.
Too crazy. They do breed them, actually.
Those
in
are
certain
different
conditions, they breed them in.
Yeah. Neglect.
No dad.
Can't say that, bro.
No dad.
Or if they do have a dad, the dad don't be around.
Yeah, he drunk.
Hammered.
Somewhere.
Gone.
Coke.
Coked
the
out.
Mom paying them no attention.
Zero attention. Watching Full House, so I don't know. That's just like having a dad.
Bro, why you had to bring that up?
Come on, man. Yeah, we were having such a good show.
Bro. Bob Saget, bro.
Fuck. God, when y'all laid that upon
it's
because
it's real late. We got to go.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, that's wild. That's messed up. Was young, bro. 65
years
old.
Yeah, if you ain't have a dad, bro, that was like your dad back in the day, bro.
That's crazy.
That was everybody's dad.
Yeah, that's wild.
Shout
that's
out Bob Saget. What happened? What
they just it? Said.
I don't think they said.
They said in his hotel room, they found him dead. They said that it was no evidence of foul play.
No
drugs or anything were found. So,
man.
But you know, autopsy is gonna.
I was hoping he went out right.
He might have went out in his sleep. Ain't no telling what type of. You know, people be living with all type of health conditions and not letting people know.
I mean, damn, but Bob
Saget. And not even that, bro. You know, with you, one thing that it always seemed like with like famous people, you always see like stuff like. Okay, so like, I don't know, like the pressure, you know what I'm saying? Of
trying to stay famous?
Not stay famous, of like, just not being able to be normal, damn near, you know what I'm saying? And you just see a lot of people, it's like, it just seem like eventually it's just like get to everybody or something. But I'm not saying that, I'm just saying like, How like Michael Jackson couldn't sleep and
taking like, sleeping medication.
Yeah, just like I don't know, like
yeah.
It just seemed like it gotta be a lot to come with that, you know, money and fame and all that, like.
Yeah, with the stress that they put their body
through.
Yeah,
stress, bro.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
The what they do is not normal, and everything they do is like times 10 from a regular person, you know, like. Yeah.
Yeah, but shout out Bob Saget. Fucking Full House is a classic show.
Classic, bro. Classic. Sometimes Breakfast Club play the intro song, and I still know the words.
Yeah. But man, what a note to end on.
Yeah.
That's sad fucking notes. Nice. Yeah, but I mean, you know, hopefully he went all right. You know, like I was saying, there wasn't no foul play, as you say, because as you say, he was young. Like Betty White, I was expected. She was up there.
She was 99.
99, bro. Yeah. She really a goat.
So that was kind of a little more, I don't want to say easy, because nothing's ever easy, but it was understood. You know, Bob Saget, didn't expect that today. Not today. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Let's go.
Man, it was a crazy weekend. A lot of content was created. It's a lot of living, man. That East Texas air hits different. I'll tell you what.
It hit different.
Hell yeah, man. I was out there.
I'm telling you, clear my chakras. I got some other ideas I need to discuss with y'all.
Yeah, I mean, fortunate ideas to have, you know. But let's get the fuck out of here, man. No thank y'all for tuning in.
Boy, ain't no way. How did that?
Boy, ain't no way. You're doing all of it.
Boy, ain't no way. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
That's a lot of no ways.
That's for Bob Saget right there. That was
ain't no fucking way, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Episode 105, Potted Next Door. It's your boy Cooking with No Food, and I'm here with June, aka Booyan Bravo, aka Joe Avery. Got Dave in the building.
Yes, sir.
Got to do a lot of producing on this one, but we're going to make shit shake. Let's get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.